CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. President Obama is set to unveil his highly anticipated jobs plan tomorrow in an address to a joint session of Congress. CNN's chief political analyst Gloria Borger spoke to a top White House advisor about it today.
The president... Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Kim Arellano on Walk the Talk with Kim. So excited to be here today. With us today is Mike, our producer, filling in for Eric. How you doing, Mike?
Real fine. It's a great day, although I'm a little concerned. I'm looking out towards the Olympics earlier, and I'm seeing a bunch of smoke, as in there may be some fire going on over there.
I heard that. There's some fires going out there, isn't there?
Looks pretty big from the cloud cover that I'm seeing that comes out just about straight on there.
See, so I don't
hopefully
notice
they can get
different.
It contained.
Yeah. Is it out in the forest, in the national forest?
I can't tell, and I haven't been able to check the news. All I can do is see the smoke in between those two mountains where they converge there. You see a bunch of smoke building
up. Oh, sure, I see
it. And when we can see it from this distance, that's probably a pretty significant fire. So hopefully they get it surrounded real quick.
I hope they do, too. All the beautiful studios here at KKNW, we can see everything, and on nice days, we get to see a beautiful view of the Olympic mountain range out there, but most of the time we don't see it. So it's always it's kind of nice to see it. I didn't even notice the smoke. Well, we're very excited to have our show today. We've got Darnell Sue joining us as our guest, and we're going to be talking with her about Girl Power Hour, which is a really incredible, awesome, more good things I can say about it, networking organization, all the really great things that are going on there. We're also going to learn about real entrepreneur spirit, which is what I think Darnell definitely embodies. So we're going to be talking with her for a minute. And then later on in the show today, we're going to be talking about fear and stress and your success. And if you've ever had those moments where you were doing fine and somebody walked in the room and just brought you down, you had a temper tantrum, or your husband, you looked at him one day and he was crying, and he looked like a two-year-old. Well, there are psychological reasons for that. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Mike, you don't know anything about that, do you?
I know a little bit, just enough to be dangerous.
But it's always somebody else. It's not you, right?
No, I'm old enough to recognize that it goes both ways.
Well,
let's be honest, okay?
Well, being honest is my thing. But we always want to do it gently so as not to poke the ego with a sharp stick. But we're going to talk a little bit about how to recognize and what's happening inside your mind when we have these times of fear, ambiguity, and stress. And also an event that's coming up where we're going to address that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to talk about that in the last half of the show. But before we get there, I want to welcome Darnell Sue to the radio show today. How are you doing, Darnell?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you brought your mom with us today, too.
Yeah,
very excited to have Mom Robin on with us as well for moral support. Moms are great. My son broke his arm last week. And six broke him in two places. And he was stoic and did such a fantastic job until I walked in. And then they told me that he fell apart as soon as he saw Mom. So I know the power of Mom.
Well, hopefully she'll keep me on track here today.
You're not going to fall apart on me today.
Yeah, I hope not.
Well, if you do, I have the perfect seminar coming up that we'll talk about fear and stress and your success. So, okay, so Girl Power Hour, that's how I met you, is you started this little networking thing has just grown. What is Girl Power Hour and why is it so special?
So we started, actually we're turning 4 years old in September, and you're right, it was just this, it was an idea to bring women together. We really felt like there was a missing niche for stylish networking for women. We started that 4 years ago and it's sort of exploded over time. And I think the thing that makes it really so special is apart from what it takes creatively to put these together, because every event is unique and different, it takes a lot of brain power or girl power to put that together. But also, it's really an authentic thing. I think that really comes from deep down within, just a desire to kind of build community for women and really connect them and help them expand their business and social circles and whatever it is that they're looking for at our events. And I think that's kind of what makes it so special.
So what's unique about your events?
Well, we've sort of had a lot of elements that we've embodied from the beginning. And as things have changed and we've grown and our business plan has grown, We've always kind of kept the same elements and then filled other things in. We've always had these great swag bags, which is a great product.
I love the swag bags. That's my favorite. Yes.
People line up around the block for these swag bags. So
I noticed that you're doing something a little different with the swag bags, too, and that you can go in and claim your swag bag, but you have a little swag bag place where you can hold them so that they're there when you leave.
And the reason why we do that is because over the years we've found that people lose their swag bags, or maybe they become misplaced, if you will. So this is just a way to secure your swag bag because, God forbid, one gets accidentally taken.
Yes.
People get upset about that.
I got to one of your events late and did not get a swag bag, mm-hmm. and I was devastated because they are so great.
It's the benefit of being there first, and it definitely creates an excitement about being there and getting there on time. So that's one of the reasons why I think people show up on time for our events. People are not late. There's always a line. Which I think is exciting because you can network in that line. You know there's going to be great ladies waiting in that line. So, you know, take advantage of that line if you're waiting. So the swag bags, great place product placement opportunity for local businesses. National, we work with a lot of local and national partners, so it's a great kind of place, an avenue for them to place those products in there. And then we always do door prizes. We do fabulous door prizes. We always have a charity, a nonprofit that's a part of our events that we like to bring awareness to. And, of course, we have special themes. So the theme for the year is Glambition, which is celebrating inspiring women. But each event has a theme of its own. So we've done, you know, Glam 101, you know, tips and tricks of the trade. We've done a makeover events. We have done branding, finances, all kinds of things that run the gamut. But, again, sticking with the core elements, the swag bags, the door prizes, the girly cocktails, and those sorts of things.
And so what are you trying to reach, or what are you trying to give women who come to these events?
We really tell women to keep an open mind. Networking events, they really are what you make them. What we try to do is create a non-threatening, exciting environment for women to come and connect and build their social circles or their business circles, whatever it is they're looking for. It's not one of those events where you're going to come and you're going to find, you know, people card pushing or anything like that. It's a very relaxed environment. People are genuinely building relationships, and that is the most important thing at Girl Power. And what we hope people will do is build those relationships, follow up, and really make those, you know, unique connections, those strong connections.
What gave you this idea?
Well, funny you should ask. The idea came from a rather stodgy and or boring run-of-the-mill networking event back in early 2007. And I just thought to myself, there's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a funner way, a more stylish way, an exciting way, a way that really engages people. And I thought that it would be great if it were just for women. So, you know, women act differently when they're around men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're not nearly as stodgy.
We're not as stodgy, and you know, we can be ourselves and open up, and you know, there's a saying, you know, women dress up for other women. You're going to put your best heels on and everyone's going to look at your heels, you know, and we just have for men, but this is more about us. So
right. Yeah. We celebrate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so what has been the most shocking thing that has come to you out of this? The surprise that you didn't expect?
Oh my gosh. That is a really good question. I'm trying to think of maybe one thing that's really notable. I mean, there's been a lot of surprises. I think the very first surprise was how fast it grew and that we didn't really have a plan to facilitate the growth.
What a nice problem to have.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad, and it was happening during the recession. So we knew that we had a recession-proof, sort of idea. But yeah, just trying to keep ahead of what we were doing was really, that was difficult at first because we didn't have a solid plan. It sort of was an unexpected thing that happened, success, if you will, and very exciting. But with that came all the challenges of, oh my gosh, we've got to start this business down. This is a business. We see it. It's viable. So in the beginning, where it was like, here's an idea. Let's try it out. Will it work? And it did. Then we had to kind of shift our thinking into, okay, well, how do we make money? How do we monetize it? You know, what's the right way to do this? And it was a challenge.
Did you have some help along the way? Did you have some really good mentors that steered you in the right direction?
Yes, definitely. Most of my mentors have been men, strangely enough, men entrepreneurs. And there's been a lot of women along the way too that have started businesses that I've looked up to in the community. And, you know, reaching out to them has been really important. So I encourage, you know, all entrepreneurs or, you know, women who are looking to create their own businesses to definitely reach out. Meet as many women as possible or look up to those people. Reach out to the people that you look up to and really, you know, ask to have coffee. You know, mm-hmm. we did that a lot in the beginning too, and it's definitely helpful.
Yeah. Before we go to the break, you have an event coming up in a couple of weeks here, the G4 event, your fourth birthday party.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. September 28th, Girl Power Hour, 4-year anniversary sponsored by Verizon. It's during Fashion Week at the Bellevue Collection. It's actually the first event of Fashion Week happening on the 28th. And this is for men. It's once a year that men are invited. We're celebrating, our fourth birthday. It's going to be a lot of social glam, philanthropy, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be Girl Power Hour kind of on steroids, I guess, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's not only networking, though.
Yeah.
You have things, I'm sure.
It's a party, for
yeah,
sure.
You're going to have cocktails and things,
yes,
and giveaways and freebies and
yep,
massages.
Yep,
and
we have a VIP lounge. We've got an interactive Verizon lounge, photo booths, red carpet, all the stuff that you would expect from a Girl Power, but more, and then some.
I went to one of your networking events a month or two ago, and I got a facial on my hand. I got a massage.
Yes.
We'll
have a beauty bar
event.
Yep, we have a beauty bar. You can get your nails done. You can get your hair touched up, your makeup, all that stuff will be happening there as well.
Be a lot of fun. And food.
There'll be food and cocktails and, yeah, maybe a little dancing, okay, if you feel like it.
And so if you've never been to one of your events before, they can just go on to your website,
yep,
and come. Do they need to be a member?
You do not need to be a member to attend any of our events. Members do get discounts. You can go to girlpowerhour.com for tickets and more information.
So that's girlpowerhour.com.
Yes.
And we're going to talk more about your events and about your organization when we come back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. Thanks for listening.
Since 1977, Pearson Law Professionals have compassionately guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice for insurance disputes and personal injury claims. Pearson Law has secured justice in civil matters with a network of resources, wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Call 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Ariano. And we need to mention that the show is brought to you by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation, a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. We love our friends at Pearson, and we thank them for sponsoring the Walk the Talk with Kim show. We're back with Darnell Sue. She is the founder and CEO and head thinker of an organization called Girl Power Hour. It's a women networking organization here in the Pacific Northwest, and they do lots of really fun events. And we were just talking to Darnell. It's been 4 years this month, and you've got your birthday that the organization started out as a little networking thing. What were you doing at the time when you created Girl Power Hour? Did you have another job?
Hi.
There you go.
I'm talking to myself over here. I was not working. I was not working. I had taken a break. I was working in media for several years. Over the last 10 years, I've worked in TV, radio, and then print. And I was taking a bit of a break at that moment. And so Girl Power Hour started. And during that break, I started working again after that. And I was working essentially two full-time jobs at that time. So I did that for a while. And I recently ended my last job in October to do this full-time.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been almost a year.
It has been almost a year, yeah. Yeah, it's been a really interesting year.
Yeah, good for you. And so you started this with a few women, and now you've got a team?
I did. I actually started
with... give a shout-out to the team.
I got to give a shout-out to my team. I had a business partner, and she decided to move to Africa a couple years ago, almost about 2.5 years ago. So she decided to kind of take another life path. That was kind of, you know, what she was wanting to do. And so when she parted... I was standing at a crossroads. I'm like, well, what do? Do I replace her with one single person or do I replace her with a team? And so based on what I wanted to do and what I wanted to do with Girl Power Hour, what direction I wanted to take it, I felt like it was better to replace her with a team. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like this idea was much bigger than what two people could ever accomplish. So brought in a team, and my team has been amazing. They're sort of like my rocks, and we've got a really great group of girls. We've got the best girls that we started with, ended with, they are my event directors. They help me with ideas, or my idea creators, and they're sort of, I feel like we all mentor each other as well. They're all independent girls. They have either really solid careers or they're entrepreneurs of their own. It's about half and half.
Oh. Yeah. And you have an event once a month.
Well, yep, once a month.
And about how many people do you think come to each event, the once a month events?
It varies. First quarter, we always see between 200 and 300. About 100 to 150. About 150 is normal for the rest of the year, except for the anniversary party, we'll see between 600 and 800.
That's a lot of people at a networking event.
It's like the biggest wedding that you could ever plan. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. And so when you said to me, I got to find something to wear, that is a big deal.
Well,
you really
think
you have to find something to wear.
When you're standing up there on that runway and 800 people are staring back at you and there's a lot of cameras flashing, you want to make sure you
look good.
Got your cocktail attire right.
Very good. So what's next?
Well, that we were just talking about that. It's funny. We are launching in 5 cities in 2012. We're going to finish out our calendar here in 2011. We've got 3 more events following the anniversary party in 2011. So breast cancer awareness in October, Pink Power Hour, as we call it. And then we've got our professional development series happening in November. And then we have our annual holiday cocktail party happening here on the east side, the Heathman Hotel in December. And then our 2012 calendar in Seattle is set. You can find that online. And then, yes, moving into 5 cities next year, we're doing our pre-launch party for San Francisco on 11-11-11, my lucky number. And then, yep, so we're kind of gathering our ambassadors and our forces. And then we're going to be kind of exposing them to Girl Power Hour, educating them on who we are and what we're doing, and looking to them for their support when we launch in March 2012.
So what do you think is special about what you're doing here in Seattle that you think other cities don't have? Or what were they lacking, do you think?
Well, you know, there are a lot of options for networking, especially now. There's a lot more that have popped up in the last 4 years, locally and nationally. We continue to get requests from nationwide from women looking for a networking solution that Girl Power Hour provides. So we know that we've hit a nerve, and by that I mean a good nerve, with women. There still aren't a lot of women's networking groups out there that do what we do, and by that I mean are stylish, they're hip. It's a place where you can go grab a cocktail, dress up, and meet other really dynamic mover and shaker type women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does. The vibe feels definitely different. It's a younger crowd, and I don't want to say that it's young by any stretch. I mean, there's women of all ages there. But it's a very, very different feel. People are there. The music's going. It's up. People are very excited, and there's a lot of happy, you know, upbeat talk.
That is all by design. That is all by design. Everything that you see, from the music you know, everything that is around you is placed there for a reason. I do have I have a background in event planning, media. And I think that it just, I've been doing it for so long, and it's a passion of mine. It really, you know, those details are so important. And you notice when they're there. You do notice those when they're there. So we really make it a point to kind of really set that stage. I think that's really important for making sure that people have a good time.
And I've noticed that you also have really launched the website or the community aspect to it. So it's not just be a part of Girl Power Hour and you network once a month. There's also a community that goes all month long. You've got bloggers, you've got all kinds of stuff going on your website.
I think it was a natural step to sort of expand that community, really utilize the website in a way that sort of brought people together online instead of just offline. So what we want to do is be a resource for women online and offline for community. So yep, we've launched, we've got about 50 bloggers now in the community. A couple of them are not local, so we've got from other cities. And it's been a great success and very exciting because it really feels like we're, you know, supporting that whole community vibe.
And you're giving a really great opportunity to people. Like, I blog on your website.
Yes, you do.
I do Next Gen Women.
Yep.
So if you're looking for a good blog, it's about next generation of women
awesome
in the workforce.
Blog.
Oh, thank you. We have a lot of fun with it, or I have a lot of fun with it.
I'm glad to hear that.
Gives me a lot of great ideas. And if I'm, you know, I like anybody who's thinking of ideas, it's like, oh, I need to write a blog. And then all of a sudden this idea pops in my head. And I'm, oh my gosh, what a great thing to write. So it gives me an outlet that normally wouldn't have really gone anywhere.
Well, I think this is the next generation woman. You know, what you're writing about and what Girl Power Hour embodies and what we're doing and taking just an idea and turning it into a reality, that is the next generation woman. So
amazing.
I love your blog. I love the take on it. And that's one of the reasons, that's what gets me so excited about having bloggers and building that community is I could never write all those blogs. I would never have enough time.
Oh.
So if we can bring all of us together and create this, you know, awesome blog and community, it's like,
And give women an opportunity to empower themselves.
Empower themselves.
To get out there and do something that actually means something. And there's so many people that, you said you struck a nerve, you really, really have. I mean, I belong to a lot of networking groups. I know exactly what you're talking about. There's nothing wrong with them.
No.
But it's different. And I've made a lot of friends through your organization.
Yeah. I hear a lot of great stories, and I get very excited when I hear these stories. People have met their next best friends, their next colleague, their next boss. So, again, that's the whole open mind, keeping an open mind theory about networking. It's fun to hear these stories.
And so people can read the blogs. Do they need to be a member to read the blogs?
Open access. You do not have to be a member. We do have a membership program that we launched last year. And members get exclusive discounts. We also host complimentary meet and greets with our bloggers and our members so that they can come and have more dedicated networking, more like meetups.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
They've been really fun.
Have a good time. And it's very reasonable from a pricing perspective. I mean, some networking organizations are hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars a year, yes. We try to be, you know, conscious of the price.
So tell us a little bit about your vendors. You've had some vendors that have been with you from the get-go.
We have. We've had a lot of really great partners. I think, you know, we were bootstrapping it from the beginning. Uh-huh. And I think I just kind of used my enthusiasm for the idea and was able to get a lot of people on board really early. Even though it was just an idea. Uh-huh. So over the years, we have worked with some just massive organizations, both local and national, from small businesses to large businesses. Verizon Wireless is our biggest sponsor, I think, that we've ever had, and they're sponsoring the 4-year anniversary. But we work with small mom and pops as well. So let's see. I'm trying to think of who some of our early...
Votrevue's been with you a long time.
Votrevue was one of the early ones. We've worked with a lot of network marketing organizations over the years too. It's kind of comes and goes,
right,
ebbs and flows. We've worked with Report. They're a local company, Report Footwear. We've worked with, you know, Vitamin Energy, Vitamin Water, Neuro, all kinds of, you know, kind of up and coming products and services.
What do you think your partners get out of working with you and your organization?
Well, one of the things that we provide that I think is so attractive to our sponsors and our partners is that we are, you know, bringing together an active and an engaged group of women. We do surveys every year to find out who these women are. You're right. Most of our core demographic is 25, 35. 20% of our women are 40 and above. I think why it seems so young is that these women are youthful. even the older women, these are youthful women. These are women that are like, hey, I'm a woman. I can still network. I can get out there. And they do. And everyone's got a smile on their face, and you can't tell how old people are.
Mm-hmm.
And these are upwardly mobile women. Most of them are married, but they do not have children. So I think that they have disposable income, and I think that they like to spend, they like to shop. Sometimes we do shopping parties, and they've been really successful. And I think that those sponsors really, you know, they want to be in front of those women.
Well, they're smart. More than half of the workforce is women now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not playing to that demographic, and specifically one of the topics I talk a lot about is multi-generational issues. You know, I'm a Gen Xer, and the millennials are coming, and you've got the baby boomers wanting to but not quite exiting. And so we've got all of these different dynamics and things going on, and you don't get that necessarily with your event. It's not intimidating at all for as a 40-year-old woman walking in there. It's not intimidating at all. I have fun, and it's because you said it's authentic and it's real.
Yes.
And they can be looking at my shoes, and they probably see a really bad pedicure as I'm hiding my toes right now, but I feel it's still fine.
It's still a place
fine.
To come and kind of be yourself. I get asked the question, well, what should I wear? Whatever makes you feel amazing.
Yeah.
Whatever is comfortable for you is what you should wear.
Yeah. I think that's important, is you do come to those events actually feeling really great about yourself. Tell us again, the 28th of September. At what time?
September 28th, 8 to midnight, Glambition, Girl Power Hour 4-year anniversary during Fashion Week at the Bellevue Collection.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to girlpowerhour.com for more information and tickets. And men are invited.
Bring your man.
Yep.
And you've got things for the men to do, too.
You know, we're working on that.
But some proof for men drinks. Some manscaping.
Yeah, a little manscaping. Maybe some eyebrow stuff. I don't know.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. So bring your best gay friend or your man.
Your man purse. I don't know.
Somebody's got to hold the swag. Yeah. So it's got to be strong. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of swag, right?
We will have some really attractive male bartenders for the girls
Excellent.
To look at.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That sounds great. you can go to girlpowerhour.com. And, of course, if you go to walkthetalkwithkim.com, you can click on the link, and that'll take you right to girlpowerhour.com, and you can get more information. We'll be back, and we're going to talk and wrap up with Darnell Sue and talk more about Girl Power Hour and this fantastic networking opportunity. You're listening to Kim Ariano and Walk the Talk with Kim, Alternative Talk. Talk AM 1150.
Whether they're working on an automotive accident case or helping a client injured by a defective product, the Pearsons are passionate about serving their clients. Their successful approach tackles the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. Clients rave about the Pearson Law Team's savvy abilities to ensure clients' voices are heard and to demystify the legal process and explaining choices and opportunities. Contact them at 800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N LawFirm.com. Or check out WalkTheTalkWithKim.com for more.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
I'm Rich.
I'm Tim.
Join us on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, your home for motivation with a purpose, every Friday at 10 AM, where we attempt to inspire, motivate, and challenge you to live and work with purpose.
And solving the world's problems.
I don't think so, Tim. Join us Fridays at 10 for motivation with a purpose on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Kim Ariano on Walk the Talk with Kim, and I'm here with Darnell Sue of Girl Power Hour, and she's an awesome, dynamic entrepreneur who started a networking organization for women, and there's a big event coming up on September 28th.
Again, that's the fourth birthday of Girl Power Hour. I'm going to be there. I'm very excited. I got to go buy something for me to wear and make sure I get a pedicure done ahead. Oh, of course, I can get my pedicure done there, right?
Oh, no, just nails, just a hands.
Just a hands
yep,
thing?
Manicures.
Okay, so I got to have the pedicure done.
Yep.
But I get my hair touched up because you always have somebody doing hair there.
Oh, yeah, you can get your hair touched up. I think they might even put some tinsel in it if you want, you know.
So if I come in slippers, can I have somebody just do me up while I'm there, get me all pretty and get, no, probably not.
I think you could actually, yeah. I think so.
And get some good cocktails and I won't care.
Yep, you won't even care.
It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. So tell me, there's some other things you're working on. So you've got the website, you've got Facebook, so people are always posting stuff on Facebook. You got that community going and you were talking about the philanthropy and the nonprofit organizations. Why is that such a big part of what you do in your organization?
So yes, we're all over social media, of course, so Facebook and Twitter. You can tweet us at girlpowerhour.com, hashtag GPH, or facebook.com/girlpowerhour. Always find us. Philanthropy is especially important to us as women because I feel like it's our civic duty to bring attention to those organizations, those nonprofits that need support and they need help. And I feel like if we have a large group of women, then one of the things that I think is very important is we can present to them. So now we've got an active audience and we can present to them. A lot of the organizations that we work with, nonprofits, they're local. A few of them are national, like Souls for Souls. We do shoe drives every year for them. But we really like to focus on the local organizations that support women's issues.
Mm-hmm. Which ones are real near and dear to your heart? Not that they all aren't.
They
but,
all are.
But which one, yeah.
I mean, we do work with the Jubilee Women's Center every Christmas. We do a holiday gift drive for them, which has been hugely successful. And then we get these thank yous from them that say, thank you for, you know, helping to make our Christmas for our women really special.
And what does that organization do?
They provide transitional housing for women for up to 2 years.
Wow.
And these are women who have gone through really hard times, and they need help and support. Some of them have been homeless, and they can stay there for up to 2 years. And they do workshops for these women to kind of rehabilitate them, provide them with skills. There's a boutique that they have that these women can shop at for free. We've done drives for them, clothing drives for them as well. So
I want some clothes out of your closet.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, that's why you have to come to the Swap Till You Drop event every April.
Every April?
Yeah.
So what happens then?
I got rid of probably like 30 pairs of shoes and about 200 items.
What size shoes are you? No,
I'm a small six.
Yeah. You're a Nordstrom size shoe.
I should be a foot model.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a size six.
You were the one I hated every time they had the shoe sale at Nordstrom's where they had, you know, the $300 or $1,200 pair of shoes for like $50.
That'd
and they
me.
Were all size six.
That would be me, yeah.
Oh, you lucky dog.
I got lucky on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got Flintstone feet. But anyway, so every April you do
swap till you drop.
Awesome.
And then any leftover items also go to Jubilee Women's Center.
Oh,
another one that's super near and dear to my heart is the Ruby Room. Mm. And it's an awesome organization. They are actually one of our featured charities for the anniversary party. And they help provide girls with prom dresses, items for prom, women, girls that aren't able to afford dresses. So very cool organization. It's local as well. And the other one that we're working with is called HopeLink through Verizon. And we are accepting actually at Girl Power our 4-year anniversary phones, chargers, batteries, and all of those items are refurbished and they go back to survivors of domestic violence, women in need of phones. So it's a very cool organization.
I just learned about three of them.
Yeah, I have so much. I have like 20 chargers and like 4 phones. So
wow,
I think one of them is Bedazzled. I'm totally going to donate it.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah,
somebody's going to be really lucky to get a Bedazzled phone if they can refurb that one.
That'd be my phone.
Oh, very exciting. So we talked about 5 cities. Mm-hmm. So where do you think this is going to go? I mean, I know you can't think of that now, but I mean, what is your dream?
I mean, you have to think big. I mean,
yeah.
Well, maybe you don't, but I imagine if you're going
to
do something, you need to go big.
Yes.
Or don't do it at all. Next year we're planning on going into San Francisco. So we're launching in San Fran in March, and then, take some time to kind of work out the bugs with that one. And then what we're going to do is we're going to launch the next 4 cities sort of nearly simultaneously. We're going Scottsdale, Austin, Miami, and New York. And then we're going to fill in the cities across the country after that, probably the following year.
And what's the tenant? I mean, is it a franchise? I mean, or is it you?
Franchising, looked into that. Not appropriate. What we might do is own Girl Power. Our headquarters, Seattle, may own up to about 20 chapters, and the rest we may license. So something that we're looking into.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Is this exciting for you?
It's exciting. It's stressful. It's scary. It's wonderful at the same time.
Is this what you thought you were getting into?
I did see the big picture really early on, and it's exciting to kind of go from that initial, you know, spot and see how far it's come. So it makes me realize, yes, it can be done.
What have you learned? What have you learned as a leader and how to be a leader?
That's very challenging. Working with managing people has been something that I've learned the most about, I think, is working with and managing people and getting them to do the things that you want them to do. But you have to have them be passionate. They have to be passionate about what you're doing or it won't work.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you motivate people?
Luckily, I work with a great group of women who really believe in the mission of Girl Power Hour and what we are and what we do and what we're striving to do. So I think that we've been really lucky with the team that we have because they see that big picture. But keeping people motivated, you know, I just bribe them with swag.
Oh, well, that works.
I'm totally kidding.
No, I'm sure there's a little bit of bribing with swag going on.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
There's got to be some perks to the trade.
A little bit of swag.
Excellent. So what big vendors are going to come out of the woodwork now? I bet there's a ton that you're talking to, and
yes.
You don't want to jinx it, but
I'm not going to jinx it, but we are working with a handful of national partners that want to launch with us nationally. So
wow. That's so exciting.
It's a pretty exciting time, yeah.
What do you want people to know about your organization?
I want them to know that, you know, we're real girls. We're out here trying to make things happen. We're excited and we're passionate about this, and we really are serious about you know, coming to your city and bringing them together and giving you the opportunities to meet the really amazing, the other amazing people in your community that you might not have access to. It's great being on Facebook and Twitter. Social media is you know, the wave of the future, but you still need to have that one-on-one interaction, and you know, I think that we provide that in a really special way.
So do you know how to say Girl Power Hour in French and German and Russian? And
no, that's
you will be.
Yeah, that's good point. I'm going to have to get on that.
That's the plan, right? Yeah. World domination.
Yeah,
Girl Power
well,
Hour.
You know, I didn't want to say that, but definitely world domination.
World yep. domination, that's the goal.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I want you to stay for the rest of the show because I have some questions for you. But tell us again, the event is on the 28th of September. And they can get tickets by going to girlpowerhour.com. And how much are tickets? We didn't ask. We didn't talk about how much tickets were.
Tickets are $50 for general admission, $100 for VIP. However, I would love to share a friends and family code for you.
Oh.
You can get a general admission ticket for $25 if you use the code GLAMBITION1 with a capital G. Case sensitive.
Glambition One. So yes. Walk the Talk listeners, you got the in scoop. So you can get your ticket for 20, and I guarantee you the swag alone is worth way more than $25.
Swag for the first 150 people through the door.
Okay.
Or if you go VIP.
You get a swag guarantee.
You get the ultimate swag bag.
The ultimate swag bag.
It'll be hyped up swag.
I'm excited. It's worth way more than $100.
There'll be a lot of the Bellevue collection. A lot of their partners will be included in those swag bags.
You never disappoint on the swag side.
Thank you.
I'm very excited.
We work really hard on that every month.
That must be kind of fun. You get a shop for 150 people.
Yeah. We pay for it. No.
Yeah. Well, you do in blood, sweat, and tears.
Actually, yeah, a lot of hours, a lot of late nights.
How do you do that? How do you do that every month and keep your energy? Give us a girl tip.
Oh my gosh, a lot of Red Bull. I'm just kidding. No, it's just persistence, and I don't want to let people down, so I make sure that, you know, I want to make sure that people are happy. So
yeah,
and that they're. You know, they hear so much about these swag bags, it better be good or I'm going to hear it.
You're going to have to really hear about the swag bags.
Yeah.
They've always been fantastic. A couple of them have been really, really interesting.
I think I know what you're talking about. Might be from Babeland.
Yeah, that's right. I went, oh,
Oh.
We're famous for putting those female products in there.
Yeah, that was great. Mike's over here going, what?
Yeah, a lot of lady products. Yes. Actually, those will be in the bags at G4.
That is worth its weight in gold. So go to Girl Power. Wait, not that I'm really excited about it, but I'm telling all my sisters out there, go to girlpowerhour.com. And it's a very fun event, I promise you. And even if you just come out and get some facial and get your swag bag, and I guarantee you, you're still going to have a really great time. So again, thank you, Darnell, for coming. And thank you, Robin, for coming on.
Thanks,
we appreciate having you. Thanks, Mom, for the support. So we're going to jump to talk a little bit about fear and stress and your success. And I want you to stay on because you mentioned it, that being a leader is really, really stressful. And it's nothing you can control in a lot of cases. You're just dealing with a lot of behaviors. And so what do you do? And I'm sure that that happens not only with your staff, but also your partners. And one of the things that when I'm talking with my clients that they tell me is that I'll be doing just fine and I'm working on a project and I got my head down and then someone will come into my room or my office and they've got this huge problem that needs to be dealt with right now. And I'll look at them and it's like talking to my 3-year-old or my 4-year-old that needs attention right now. And so the question is how do I deal with that? And I think it's interesting because if we were to really take a look at ourselves in those types of situations, we become a parent or we become a 2-year-old having a temper tantrum right along with them. And we know in psychology and in business and in life that when you're operating from what we call a lower level, that you're not creative. You're not able to get things done. And any conversation had at that level never turns out really well. So what I wanted to talk about today was about fear and stress. And we know fear and stress are really bad for us from a health-wise perspective. We know that fear and stress do not help us make really great business decisions when we're operating at a low level, which fear and stress bring us to a lower level. So when I talk about level, I'm talking in psychology, it's called cognitive level thinking. It's just kind of a big term for different ways of thinking. And it's based on our age. So when we look at our age, when we're born and we're children, we need instant gratification. We're hungry, mom feed us. We need our diaper changed. It's me, 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 me. The world does not exist beyond what you can actually see, touch, and feel. Even mom belongs to you. I say that, mom sitting here in the room. Mom belongs to me. Mom's mine. Mom's my world. And that's how we see the world. And that's a level one. When we have to go to the bathroom really bad, or when we need to eat, or when something really bad is happening in our lives, it's very, very easy for us to go where we're comfortable, where we want mommy. That's just what we do. And that's what our employees do too. And they look to us sometimes to be mom. And if we're not in a position to be mom, that's kind of where it creates some strife. Level two of our cognitive level thinking is all about building sandboxes. This is what kids do when they start playing and integrating with other kids. This is kindergarten age up until preteen years. We build these sandboxes and we say, this is my sandbox and you're allowed to come into my sandbox only if you bring your toys and you let me play with them. This is part of normal development. Well, during times of fear, ambiguity, and stress, we go to this level. We build our fortresses, and we're going to talk a little bit about how that happens. But before we do that, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. We're going to talk a little more about stress and fear, and we're going to talk about how to turn that around and make yourself successful. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Fundraising is fundamental to the success and sustainability of nonprofits. Yet having your staff, volunteers, and board all engaged in this activity is at times difficult. What could you be doing differently? O2 Joy, a consulting and management firm specializing in fundraising, marketing, and communication for the not-for-profit community, can help. Call 425-653-1575. That's 425-653-1575, or visit O2JoyEnt.com. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor. Wednesday afternoons at 5.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and we were talking about cognitive level thinking, just kind of a fancy schmancy way of talking about what happens during time of fear, ambiguity, and stress. We go to these different levels where we're comfortable. We talked about level one being the infant stage. I'm hungry. I want to eat now. We talked about level two of building your fortresses and your sandboxes, and it's your ego's way of defending yourself and making sure that you're going to be okay. And when somebody comes at you, that's the first thing that you want to do is defend yourself. Level three is all about us. Let's get together. We're Seahawks. We live in Seattle. It's the best place to live. It's this community thing. Level four goes a little bit higher. We're talking about giving back, even when it hurts. This is what parents and grandparents go through as you send your children off in the world and hope that they come home. But it's something that we all go through, and we even go through in our business environment. There's times, I'm sure, Darnell, you've had them where you've had to do something that hurt you to do, but you knew it was the right thing for the business. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. We were just talking during the break that I was mentioning. You asked me earlier in the show what I had learned. I sort of forgot about this. So important. Learning how to deal with confrontation and conflict and or somebody who's unhappy. So an unhappy guest or somebody complains or there's something that wasn't favorable for them. So really learning how to not take that personal was really important. Mm-hmm. That was a big lesson. And then and over time sort of learning how to take care of that. But then I was telling you earlier that sometimes I still have that gut reaction where I want to react so badly. Like, yeah. I want to be like, what are you talking about? That didn't happen, you know, or, you know, I want to defend myself or my position, yeah, even though I know that that is not the right thing to do, but I still have that gut reaction. So I don't know how to, you know, sometimes how to deal with that.
Yeah. So that feeling that you're feeling, that gut response, that's that person pulling you into that level two thinking. It's that person pulling you to that level four right along with them. And so if you engage, which a lot of us do during the course of a day, we engage in this level two behavior. If you engage in that, it's very, very difficult, again, to be spontaneous, to be creative in your thinking, to be able to get out of it because you're just in defense mode. You're absolutely in defense mode. And people do this to us. We do it to other people. We all have our stuff. And so if you notice somebody withdrawing or regressing when you're having a conversation with them. And I noticed this with an employee that I had one time. I'd ask her a question and she just starts spinning. And I'm like, I'm just asking you a question and you're just blah, 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 blah. And the more I tried to go, yes, stop, 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 the worse she got. And I realized it's because my presence with her, for whatever reason, dropped her cognitive levels. She felt she had to defend. And sometimes we don't even know we have that effect on other people. But if you find people make mistakes around you a lot, that's kind of a clue that you may have that persona that people might be intimidated. It's just you. It's just who you are. It's not bad. It's just we all are human beings and we have to live together in this world. And so sometimes recognizing when we're dropping levels or when somebody's dropping our level, just recognizing it is the first step. And I go through a lot of different steps in my workshops. One of the things that I'm doing is on October 21st, I'm going to be talking about this very specific stuff. And I'm also going to be talking about tools and techniques that you can do in those moments as soon as you feel that gut reaction that you're getting pulled to do something that you don't want to do. There's tools and things that we can give you. And I'm going to give those on October 21st at Dirtfish out in Snoqualmie. And then I'm going to strap you in a race car and you're going to drive a race car. And that's fear, ambiguity, and stress all rolled up in fun. And you're going to use the tools that you learned. And it's an amazing experience. The things that make you incredibly strong at a higher level or your Achilles heel at a lower level. It's amazing how it works. So if you're the type of individual that wants everything in particular in order, what do you think you do at a level two, when somebody's pulling you at a low level. You put everything in order, and everything has to be in order. If there's any ambiguity or any fear or any stress in the situation, that individual may have this desire to control it and to contain it and to keep it, you know. At a high level, at a level four, they're incredibly organized, well-run. People can always count on them, all these great things. But at a lower level two, they can appear to be very controlling, difficult to work with. It's the same person. And it's the same basis that they've built themselves on, but it's just a different reaction depending on what's happening at the moment. So on October 21st, if you go to walkthetalkwithkim.com, you can look at our events page there, and you can sign up and join us. We're going to have a ton of fun. But before we go, I want to continue this conversation a little bit. We talked about the different cognitive levels, and it's all based on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And for any of you out there that have ever had any psychology, this guy named Abraham Maslow wrote a theory of motivation, of human motivation, back in 1943. And he talks about the different hierarchy of needs and what we need. And this goes along with a lot of the cognitive development discussion we just had. The first need is physiological need. That means breathing, food, water, sex, sleep, the basic needs. When you're hungry, you need to eat. Now, if that need is not met, you're not going to be able to go to any other level. You can't. If you're hungry, you have to eat before you can go to another level. The next level is level two, which is safety, security of employment, shelter, resources, mortality, health, prosperity, just making sure. And that's, now you can see the sandbox conversation, because that's basically what you're doing, is you don't feel safe at a lower level. And so you're building your sandbox. You're doing whatever you need to do to create a fortress and to make yourself safe. The next level that we talk about is social needs, love, belonging, friends, family, intimacy. And we can see how this goes along with level three in terms of us, we together creating something really exciting. Your organization is a great level three, level four organization, because it's all about us banding together and making a much bigger pie out of anything that we could have possibly done individually. So it's a really great place to be. And then level four takes us up to esteem, self-confidence, respect by others, confidence. And again, you can't have esteem if you don't have love and belonging, and if you don't have safety, and if your basic physiological needs aren't met. So if you're working with somebody and they're at a lower level too, they might have issues that are going on that are way beyond, they might not be capable of going to a higher level. But you can make the decision of whether you're going to go right there with them or whether you're going to stay at a higher level. That's your decision. That's your decision. And then, of course, the highest level we have is self-actualization. This is the Buddha, the Gandhi, the Jesus, the Mother Teresa, whatever you want to call it. Complete selfless. It's not about me. It's not about my ego. It's about what I can do for the world. And this is a great place to be if you can afford it. No, it's a great place to be if you like to wear the robes. This is a place where meditation can get us, or deep thinking. Most of business operates. If you're a leader, you're either operating at a level two, where you're completely building the fortress, or you're operating at a level four, where you're giving of yourself to your organization. And so those are different ways of thinking about it. And again, what influences our cognitive level is fear. You know, what's going to happen to me? Loss of control. Your job's being threatened. You don't know where the macaroni and cheese are going to come from. Ambiguity is the other influencer. Uncertain future. Path is not clear. There are some people, I operate very well in ambiguity. I love it. I thrive in it. For people that don't like ambiguity, I'm a storm coming at them. They don't know what to do with me. They don't know what I'm going to do next. They don't know what's going to happen. And so that can create some conflict in organizations, or people that don't do ambiguity really well. And then, of course, stress. And it's very stressful right now. We hear about it on the media. It's all about fear, ambiguity, and stress right now. And so we can decide whether we want to allow that stress to take us to a lower level and try to find that safety and build those fortresses and build those sandboxes, or whether we want it to take us to a higher level of self-esteem, confidence, and respect. One tool I'll give you on the air before we break today is just to know thyself. That's the first thing, is just to recognize those times when you know you're getting pulled at a lower level. That's the first step. If you can be conscious of it, that's half the battle. Most people walk through life not conscious at all of what's happening to them. But if you can be conscious of what's happening to you, then you can take steps to make those changes. and you can take steps to alleviate and change and totally flip those situations so that you can be the best you that you can be and to be creative in your work environment. And we're going to talk more about what those tools are and how to do that at our event on October 21st. Again, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com for more information. Again, Darnell, Robin, thank you very much for joining us today. It was a great time. Thanks for contributing. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
And you can listen to us at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. I had a great time today. Thank you all for listening. Have a beautiful day.